Audio Boo. It's Matt and Ben. Woohoo!
Genius.
Oh, dear.
Pure genius.
Now, that doesn't make sense to anyone else who wasn't in the studio for that time. Because we were talking really quiet, and we were making the point that you can afford to speak quietly in a studio because we've got headphones on and it can pick us up.
So we naturally speak like kind of quieter like that. So we're just making the point of that. And then suddenly Matt just starts shouting into the microphone.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it in your own little way. We're doing topics. There's four topics left. Pick a topic. He's dropped it. Fail.
Where is it? Okay, I got it.
Thank God.
Jazz. Jazz.
This is a good topic. Now, because, right, as musical genres, a little while back, don't put it back with the topics.
that is a jazz one, yeah.
We're going to have to cover it twice, then.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
It would be very jazz style, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Repetition like that. Thing is, I was thinking about music quite a while ago, actually, and thinking about music that I was going to get into, and I thought, I think I'm going to get into jazz, and I'm going to become quite knowledgeable about jazz.
Listening to it or playing it?
Not playing it. I can't play music.
You're going to get a saxophone or a keyboard? Like
I've got a saxophone.
You have a saxophone?
I have a saxophone.
Nice.
I can play probably Row, Row, Row Your Boat on it or something. I haven't got it out
Better
for ages.
Than me.
It's not that difficult, isn't it? You can play various other wind instruments, can't you?
Not really.
A while back, I used to get it out and just hold the saxophone because I felt cool.
Just dance. You have your shades on. So stand in a dark room.
I did look in the mirror.
Smoky room, sort of.
Be amazing. I'd love to be able to play it, but I don't have the patience, or the willpower, or the talent. Other than that, I'm fine. But I was going to listen to lots of jazz and become very knowledgeable about it, and it would be sort of my thing. I haven't quite got round to it yet. It's a work in progress. Well, I don't know what you think about kind of experimental jazz. Like, you know when you listen to something,
yeah,
and it sounds like a bit of a mess, and it's
yep.
and it's almost quite hard to listen to, and it goes on, and it kind of... Do you like that? Do you think it's good?
If you have people that know sort of what they're doing, because I like when people just play, like not usually stuff that's been recorded, like just live stuff where they're just playing whatever comes into their heads at any moment.
Yeah,
that's if you have people that are good at it,
it's awesome.
Then that is brilliant. Yeah,
because that's the stuff that I really like and really kind of thrive on. And there was I've read a quote from a musician called Derek Bailey, who's a guitarist, and he said the idea of recorded music he found very strange. He didn't like it because he thought music was all about the moment, and it's like, oh, what are you doing when you're listening to this music? Are you like making tea? It's like, what? The whole idea of having background music was very strange to him, and that music should actually be, you know, live, and it's created, and it's... I really like that sort of way of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, there are moments when that's... But there are moments... Where, I mean, there are particular styles of music. I mean, I like a lot of soundtrack stuff, which they put in films or TV shows or whatever, stuff, sort of instrumental stuff. That works brilliant. That you can't really have that in the moment because it doesn't quite fit.
No.
But stuff like jazz, you got some rock stuff. There's a lot of alternative stuff is... Very much in the moment. You can listen to it live, and it's brilliant as long as the artists can actually play.
Yes.
A lot of them can't.
There was the Mercury Prize. They always have a jazz entry, and a little while back they had I can't remember the name of them, but they played it on Radio 1. I think it was Chris Moyles, and I got really annoyed with him because it was experimental and it sounded a bit quirky and it didn't really make sense. It was all a bit disjointed.
Right.
It was like, oh, it sounds like a piano like falling down the stairs or something. I was like, well, actually, this is...
That'd sound quite cool, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes something that's a bit different or a bit difficult to listen to anyway is actually quite good. It's quite nice. I like it.
I like it.
You can tell when we're getting towards the end, can't we?
Yep. Your voice is going to be high. My voice doesn't go high. Yeah. No, we'll just stay low, shall we?
Yep.
Yep.